Hey there, Stoicism Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom, courage, and maybe just a little bit of chaos. Because let's be honest, life can get pretty wild sometimes. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression, both within ourselves and around others. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, holding back all these emotions because you think it's not allowed? You know that feeling when you want to scream at the top of your lungs but hold back because you're worried about what people will think? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, bottling up your feelings isn't a sustainable long-term plan. So why is this crucial? Because Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding and managing them. It's about recognizing that our feelings are valid, even the uncomfortable ones, and learning to express them in a healthy way. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals. They're telling you something important. Ignoring those signals is like driving with a busted speedometer. You might get somewhere, but you're risking a major crash. Now, let's break down some practical strategies for creating that safe space. First, practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a close friend going through a rough patch. We all have bad days, make mistakes, and feel overwhelmed sometimes. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge your feelings, give yourself permission to feel them, and then focus on what you can learn from the experience. Remember, you're a human, not a superhero. Second, find healthy outlets for expression. This could be anything from journaling and meditating to talking with a trusted friend or therapist. Even engaging in physical activity can help release pent-up emotions. The key is finding what works for you and making it a regular part of your routine. Think of it as emotional maintenance, just like you wouldn't skip oil changes on your car, you shouldn't neglect your emotional well-being. Third, cultivate active listening. When someone opens up to you, truly listen without judgment. Don't try to fix their problems or offer unsolicited advice unless they ask for it. Sometimes, just having someone who hears and understands can be incredibly powerful. Remember, being a good listener isn't about giving the right answers, it's about creating a space where people feel safe and heard. Fourth, set boundaries. It's okay to say no to requests or situations that drain your energy or make you feel uncomfortable. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Protecting your emotional well-being is not selfish, it's essential. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional garden. They keep out negativity and allow your inner bloom to flourish. And finally, lead by example. Be a role model for open and honest communication in your own life. Share your feelings authentically without oversharing, and encourage others to do the same. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. By creating a culture of emotional safety, we can build stronger relationships, foster deeper understanding, and create a more compassionate world. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling stressed about a looming deadline. Instead of bottling it up and snapping at your colleagues, you take a moment to acknowledge your feelings and then communicate them calmly and respectfully. You might say something like, "Hey, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with this project right now. Is there any way we can collaborate more effectively?" That simple act of vulnerability can open the door for support and understanding from your team. Now, let's wrap things up. Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about navigating them with wisdom and grace. By creating safe spaces for emotional expression both within ourselves and in our relationships, we can cultivate resilience, foster genuine connection, and truly live a life of purpose and meaning. So go out there and be brave. Be vulnerable. Share your story. And let's build a world where it's okay to feel, to express, and to connect on a deeper level. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.